know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Heart Singers, Addie B here, Slayer of Namaslayer, coming at ya. I wish you could see me right now. It's pretty hilarious. I am on Mini Slayer's bed, recording in her bedroom, because I was in between client calls, and I was just so inspired by one of my clients that I wanted to come share this with you. I'm doing this a lot right now because of a lot of people going on holidays, events. I'm doing it for myself. I've got a life coach school event coming up. If you are out there listening and you're going, make sure you hunt me down. Message me on Facebook. I am dying to meet all these women that I have been meeting and connecting to online in like our little life coaching world. So I'm excited for that. But I did this process for myself just this morning. So I want to share that with you and give you some tools here to help you see through the holidays, any events you have coming up. And I want to also share with you the worksheet I made that guides me through it, through this process, and that I've done pretty much since the beginning of my journey. So what I'm talking about is, I call it the sitch because I was channeling a little Jersey Shore that day. But what it is really making a commitment and a protocol to an event you're planning, things like that that are coming up ahead that might cause you to get off your plan a little bit. And we know what happens with that, right? Like, it can be a slippery slope to the rest of the year, especially when we're in the end of the fourth quarter right now. And this will be a really good one to come back actually for any holiday, any upcoming event you have. I'm going to talk a little bit about commitment, and Dan Sullivan's The Four C's, as I do. And there's also a separate podcast on here just about that. So we're going to touch briefly about why your commitment is so important to it and why having that why behind you deciding how you're going to show up is important. And I want to share my client who is currently in the Bahamas, Lola, shout out girl. She is kicking butt. And we really took time during our coaching call to talk about who does she want to be when she's this future self, retired Lola, traveling the world with her husband? What does she do? What are the things that she isn't doing now that she is at the future self? And I'm just so inspired by her that we're here today. So I'm going to share a little bit of what she's doing and how this process helped her in hopes, you guys, that you're going to be able to take some good nuggets from here yourself. I'm going to have a link that you can download the worksheet for this, so that you can plan for Thanksgiving, Christmas, vacations, whatever you might need. It's a real simple one page, takes you 5 minutes to really sit down and go through it. I just did it for the life coaching event I was telling you about. And I'm like, had I not done this, monkey mind would have ruled the roost. And if you've been following my weight loss part of my quest right now, I weigh in every week live on Sundays on Facebook. And I have been just kind of dancing and dabbling on the scale as I'm keeping my eye on that goal. You know, if you follow along, or if you're new here, I'll give you a short recap. I've lost 120, 130 pounds, depending on the week. And then I've, you know, built this business, left corporate America, all of that. And during my quarterly planning, it was just really clear to shift my goal to an abundance-driven goal, which is I set a dollar amount and a money goal. Okay, spit it out, Addie. Say money. It's okay to say money. You see, I'm uncovering all these shadows around that, which you guys is helping me uncover all these things around this next part of my quest with food too, which is so interesting to me. So anyhow, I'm really working to also keep an eye on this ball because my goal is I want to be in the 180s at the end of the year. I want to only have those 20 pounds at the end of the year and, you know, end this year that I lost 20 pounds. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really going to be happy with that. And that's very motivating to me. I don't want to get toward the 200. So that gets into some of like, what is motivating for you? What do you care so much about and why? Why does it friggin' matter to you? Like, that is going to be an important part of your commitment to just showing up for an event. I mean, I think so often we look at our big why, you know, I want to be healthy forever. Why in that weekend, in that moment, is it going to be important enough for you to say no to the five cocktails or the big piece of cake or whatever it is that in the long game of your life just probably really doesn't matter. But in that moment, you know, how do you show up as that future you that maybe just doesn't even eat or drink that stuff? That, you know, clearly she doesn't if she's this smaller, lighter person, right? She probably doesn't show up in the way that we are now. So, okay, so that's like a brief overview. Well, maybe not so brief, but of what we're going to talk about today. So first up, let me share with you just a little bit on the goal commitment and why you want to do this for yourself. So Dan Sullivan has this process called the 4 C's, which explains how people break through, what all successful people do to reach and attain their goals. Okay. And the first step is you need to be committed to your goal. You know, what you don't yet know how to do, you're not going to know how to do it. You're not going to like know how to get there when you're setting a goal. That's the whole point, is you're not there yet. So you don't know all the hows in between. So you just have to commit that no matter what, I'm going to get back up over and over. Just like you guys see me fail at shit all the time, but I'm committed that I'm getting back up over and over. And in the end, I know I'm going to be successful because I know now I'm really good at failing. And I'm not going to stop, right? So what is that level of commitment? What can you commit to so much that you know you're going to get up and show up in the face of that fear? And that brings you to the second step of the 4 C's of the commitment cycle, which is courage. And that's what we need to get up over and over again when you're stepping into that fear of the unknown. And it might seem silly that we have fear of showing up that I'm not going to eat the cake. But look deep inside yourself when you're making an event plan for yourself and say, is this realistic for me? How much fear am I feeling? Am I committed to it? And as you step into that, Dan Sullivan says this, courage immediately grows a bigger future. Think about that, you guys, because just the fact that you need courage means you're daring to do something you didn't do before. That you're daring to step into a future that is going to be different than how you've shown up every Thanksgiving before, every Christmas before, every New Year's is going to be different if you act with courage, if you step into that fear. And the third step is being capable. So as you step into that fear more and more, you become like me, right? You're like, hey, I'm really good at stepping into fear. You know, I'm really good at showing up and failing on the scale and just getting back up and figuring out what my next step, what my next commitment is. Like, I know how to do it now. And that is why I don't have the fear of being 300 pounds again. No longer, because I am friggin' capable at losing some weight. And I'm capable at keeping it off. And I'm capable at knowing how to get back up over and over. And then that leads into the confidence, which clearly I'm also am on that goal too, which is it funny that I'm not necessarily at the end goal yet. And I'm so confident about it. Like, I believe completely now, but I also believe, and here's where it is, that I have lessons in this abundance goal on the way to my weight loss goal. I know, crazy. Okay. So how do you become this person that shows up? How do you decide how you want to show up? And this is what I'm going to ask you right now. I want you all in your minds as you're driving or walking, washing your dishes, wherever you get a little slayer in your life, you're probably doing something else. That's how we podcast, right? So you're probably not going to be able to write this down right now, but I want you to commit to yourself. Go download this worksheet. I'm going to get a little link together. You can just, you know, go drop your email in there and it'll get downloaded for you. And so you will be able to just sit and do this process quickly. It'll take you 5 minutes. But in your head right now, pick an upcoming event. We all have them. Whether it's a turkey day at the in-laws or, you know, you're going on a cruise even. Maybe you're going on a big cruise in January. Things like that are really great to be able to do. So grab that situation in your mind. And as we're going to walk through a couple of these things, and as I'm asking you questions, think about how you would show up. So everybody have a circumstance, a situation, something coming up that you need to show up for that could derail you from your goal. And it could be a weight loss goal, it could be a money goal, whatever it is. I'm going on weight loss here because that's mainly what I'm coaching on and my client I want to share with you on. So she is actually currently in the Bahamas. On this week, she's got this private chalet with a butler and there's drinks and pool. And, you know, it's one of those unlimited places, you guys, right? So what happens to your mind then? Like cruise, like my other client, Cruise Ship Claire, shout out to you, girl. Like she said, you know, I walked on that cruise ship and it was like a whole different person came out. We had this plan, but Cruise Ship Claire just went about it like, screw the plan, right? And that's where your commitment and that dedication to the future self, what does she look like in approaching it from that manner? How do I want to show up? You know, so Lola decided, my client down in the Bahamas, she decided, we got talking about, hey, what does this future look like when you do retire from your business, you sell your business, you're traveling the world, like we build her now. And this is what a great place for her to do that. So, and yes, this is all part of her getting to her weight loss goal, is deciding who and how you want to show up, you know? And so we got really detailed and really specific about it. And it makes it kind of fun when you think about it that way, right? I'm creating the future person I want to be and how I show up and how she looks. And this is who I am. And you start to be her now. So we decided, here's a few things for her that we decided, and I recommend to all of my clients. I'm like, find a scale. If you are in a weight loss quest, I require all my clients to weigh every day because, my friends, that is where all your drama is. If I can get you on that scale every day and just writing your food down, done deal, baby. So I'm like, find a scale. Like, you know, there's scales in gyms, there's scales all over the place. She happened to have one in her room. Of course she did. She's got some villa with a butler, right? So of course there's a scale in the room, or the butler would probably go find one. You guys, you can airdrop a scale for $10. You can get one to travel with you. Like there's so many excuses we come up with when we say we're not going to have a scale. And I would, when I was like in the height of like, this was my primary focus, my goal was to just get this weight off, I would find scales everywhere and I would weigh myself. It's giving me immediate feedback. You don't always know when you're in a foreign place, you're drinking weird drinks, you're having weird food, how your body is reacting to certain things. And you might just surprise yourself in a happy way. And then maybe a way that tells you, hey, I need to adjust some things here. I don't want to be 10 pounds heavier when I leave this place. So she got a scale. And the other big thing was really getting comfortable with her body and doing these things in the unknown, like stepping into the unknown of like loving her body now and getting in water and getting in a bathing suit. And so she sent a picture and she's on a bikini on the beach. And she's, I know that is so outside her comfort zone, but future Lola, that's how future Lola lives, right? Like, she lives in her bikini. She lives in a loving, proud of herself kind of way right now, right? That's who this woman is. And that's who badass Lola is, that, I don't know, dances and plays in water and just isn't able to enjoy herself in all situations. And the other thing she did was she was like, you know, we were like, what is reasonable? What can you do? And, you know, like to get some mindset in your heads. This is very important too, you guys, to put something in your ears in the morning that is going to help maintain you or sustain you on your way to goal. And if it's a weight loss goal, not always is it about food or weight loss for me. Sometimes I'm listening to something on commitment or a mindset or, you know, what is calling to you, but to have that planned out and have it to be something you look forward to. I'm going to go for a 30-minute walk on the beach with this podcast in my ear. right? Like, how wonderful. But those are the things we don't necessarily do unless it's part of who you are already, right? But it's the most things a lot of us don't do. We allow ourselves to get in with everybody else right away. We don't take that time for ourselves. Whereas making that commitment to get out on the beach in the morning and putting this in your ear can be like such a different thing. And then we look at obstacles coming up. Like, so what obstacles for you? So think about your situation, you guys. So that's the first thing we're going to do here is you're going to think of your situation and think about how do you want to show up for that situation and why? So for me, for example, I've got this life coach event, which is 3 days. It's 9 to 5. I really know nothing else. I don't know anything about food. I do know the area because it's local and I actually managed a property right next door. So I'm really familiar with all the food, all of that stuff, which honestly, I always struggled eating over there, like healthily. You know what I mean? Like there was a lot of Jimmy John's going on in that office, which is this sub shop that I could care less for because they have no vegetables. But anyhow, sorry about that, Jimmy John's. A lot of people love it. Okay, I guess I can get off that topic. Anyhow, I'm traumatized by the Jimmy John's over there. But I don't even know at the event, is there food? Like what? I don't know yet. So I know, though, that I want to go in this event and I don't want to gain weight. I don't want to come out the other side of it gaining weight. I'm going to Hawaii the next week. And if I want to gain weight this quarter that I have to get off in December or this month, I want it to be in Hawaii, man. But I'm going to do one of these in Hawaii, too, because I would love to stay the same in Hawaii and then come back in kill December. I want to hang in these 80s. I'm 190 today. I want to be in those 80s, really comfortable sliding into the new year, like I said. But that why? So there's this dude, Edwin Locke, that did this big study about why commitment and what you need to do to show up for it. And the more challenging your goal is, the harder we work for it, right? If your goal isn't challenging for your event or whatever, you're not really going to have to focus on it. But you also want it to be a SMART goal, right? You want it to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So like with my client down in the Bahamas, right? Like it's, okay, how many drinks a day do you want to have? We came up with a water protocol. You know, she's going to have 2 waters to every alcoholic drink she has. She's going to have low sugar drinks. She's going to, if she has a crepe, because we decided, I'm like, put the crepe on the plan. You know, maybe balance out some heavier carbs during the day, get on the scale the next day. And if it's not serving you, then adjust it. But eat the crepe. Like, you know what's going to happen if you want the crepe, because that was the thing, right? The crepes. If you want the crepe, what's going to happen is you're going to eat the stuff you don't really want because you think you have to and you should. And then you're going to also eat the crepe anyway. So have the damn crepe, right? Eat the crepe and then don't eat some other fluff stuff that you don't really care about, right? Like that roll at dinner that wasn't homemade baked bread falling off the crust, right? Like pass on that stale ass roll and eat the crepe. So anyhow, you're going to decide this desired outcome for yourself and why. That why is going to be really important. And that's because this tells us, you know, how committed you are to showing up to that goal in that moment, in that time. So how committed am I to not gaining weight over the Life Coach School weekend? You know, and this really future self comes in here a lot, and it's not on the worksheet. But as I'm preparing to go into this event this weekend, even like how I'm dressing, how I'm doing my mornings, I'm future self millionaire Addie, whatever we're calling her. I think Kelly calls me Addie Morbucks, right? So how does Addie Morbucks show up for events where she's, you know, meeting with all her sisters on the internet out there? And I want to show up as me. I want to be engaged for the thing. I want to meet all the people and hug and kiss and be present. And, you know, that is who I want to be. Who I don't want to be is old corporate party Addie. And that came up like during, for my challenges, you know? So I have my goal, I have my commitment that I don't want to gain weight. And a lot of it has to do with, yes, I want to be in the 80s. I want to be hanging there. But it's also because it has to do with that future self vision of this next goal, this next version of myself I'm working toward, just like Lola working on why does she want to start like looking at how she's eating and how she's showing up. It's because she's looking at how she wants to be in that future self, in as she's retired Lola out there. She's living it now. She's testing it out. She's testing the waters. So use your event to test out what your future self looks like. And you're going to find some things you love, and you're going to find some things you could care less about, right? And you're going to be like, okay, I know I don't want to do that. I have another client, we'll call her Golf Course Kim. And so Golf Course Kim was like, you know, I don't want to give up my bike rides to the golf course. I'm like, well, no one said you had to. Does future self Kim take bike rides to the golf course and eat burgers and drink beer and do all the things on Saturday? Because she can do that. What does it look like? What does she really want to do? What are you enjoying about that situation? Is it really the beer and the burger and the fries? Or is it the ride to the golf course, the being out in this beautiful place and the wind blowing and your friends are there and you guys are all talking? Like, how much does it really matter what you're eating and drinking? So often we associate food, drinks, all of the things with the situation itself. And when we remove those things, we see if we're truly enjoying the situation or if maybe we needed a little something to help us tolerate the situation, remove anxiety of ourselves or what people are thinking about us. There's all kinds of reasons we will numb out with things in situations we really enjoy when we allow ourselves to relax. So coming up with this desired outcome and your commitment and your why and what that future looks like for you. And then asking yourself, what challenges might come up for you? What could it look like? So I came up with a whole bunch for my Life Coach School event because I love some conferences, you guys. And in the property management world, where's all my real estate people out there? You know, it's the party world in the real estate world. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a very social industry. It's there's a lot of drinking, partying, socializing. We had like a lot of fun, and I have fun sober. I have fun not doing all those things. It's also part of that environment to me in my head, right? I remember sharing my first sober experience going to an AMA, Arizona Multi-Housing Awards event. And I knew my clients were going to be there. My peers were all going to be drinking. And I had decided I was taking this booze break. And this is the first time I did this process I'm sharing with you guys. And I remember leaving that event and being like, oh my God, like I just went through that event, didn't have a drink, and overcame all these obstacles I had perceived. And I felt so friggin' great about myself. And what kept me going was because I wanted to be up in the morning and be up on my mountain with my heart singing and the sunrise. That was more appealing to me than to be out partying with everybody all night. And I enjoyed everybody to the fullest. I was really present and engaged. I observed. I was becoming the observer in that moment. I was really observing things going around and how I was experiencing them. It was my first taste of showing up in an environment like that in a different way. And so, I mean, that was an event where, you know, I mean, drinks are coming from all over. It's open bar. It's one of those things, you know, and that was totally new for me. And it showed me, right? We go back to those four C's. I had the courage to show up and do something different. And then I felt really capable of myself after. I was like, wow, I can do this and I can enjoy it. Wow, right? Just like fasting. Oh my God, I cannot eat and I can enjoy it. You know, I can watch The Bachelor with my daughter and not get wasted, which I thought I had to do to watch The Bachelor, not wasted, but you know what I mean? Like drink some wine, but and enjoy myself, right? Like, wow, look at that. And so as you step in, it seems silly when we talk about having courage around food, courage around what you're eating and drinking, but that's the truth, you guys. You just need courage to step into the fear of the unknown. And what's the unknown with that is how you feel. How are you going to feel when you're not eating away the discomfort, when you're not drinking away the discomfort, when you're around new people or you're in an environment that might feel overwhelming? What does that look like for you? And so here's my challenges for this weekend event, okay? That party Addie might come out. I'm at this conference. I know there's going to be like cocktail parties, all of these things. And when I first started writing this, I was like, oh, maybe I'll have a couple of gin and tonics, hang out, whatever. And then there was the eating out, the unknown food situation. I don't know what food's at. What is food is even at this event? All we know is we're showing up from 9 to 5. There was other information. I haven't gotten it yet. And I'm like, you know, that is a big situation. Like, I don't know what the food is. I don't know what's going to be there. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of really good, healthy options because life coaching event. If there's even food available for us, or are we supposed to go get food? No idea, right? So that's something that is like, I just don't know, but I'm going to friggin' find out. Let me tell you about that. I do so much research when I'm intentional going into an event. I will go find out. You can always find out. Us telling ourselves we can't find out is usually BS. Like if you're going to like the in-laws house, what's going to be, you can just ask, hey, what are you guys having? What should I bring? Right? And then bring your own food. I mean, there's so many ways you can take control of your journey that just causes you to have a little bit of courage, a little bit of courage. And so you come up with all these challenges and then you list tactics you're going to use to overcome these challenges. So how am I going to overcome Party Addy? And I am going to get an agenda. So we're going to check in early on Thursday because I'm picking up a couple of my Me First sisters that are coming in for the event. I'm so excited. So I'm going to pick them up. We're going to check in early on Thursday. And you believe you me, I'm going to get the lay of the land. I'm going to know what's the water, what's the food situation. Am I going to need to eat out? And I'm going to have decided before I even show up to that event how all of that's going down. And maybe I'm just going to eat to my no flour, no sugar protocol, which is my game plan anyway. But I also decided in doing this process that Party Addy, you know, and we're celebrating a birthday when we're there. We're like, you know, doing all kinds of like fun stuff together. And I want to hang with everybody. But I also know Millionaire Addy, she gets a good night's sleep. She shows up the next day with bells on to hang out and have fun. And I'm not staying at the hotel, right? I'm driving all the way back home. I want a good night's sleep. I want to have my morning routine. That was my other challenge, my other obstacle. Okay, I'm in a different environment. How many of you guys struggle with this? Is this on your thing? Maybe you're on that cruise ship or you're in the Bahamas. What do you want that morning to look like? So I'm going to be very intentional with what habits get done before I go and before I get ready and what are going to be the most important. And also my PM meditation is going to be a thing. When I don't have that afternoon meditation, monkey brain can take over. Party Addy could sneak in. Like I know all of these things. Am I going to be able to sneak a meditation in? Am I going to be able to, you know, step away and go sit for even 10 minutes and just get my body back into homeostasis? Because I know, what do we call event Addy, or like when I'm in an environment like that, I don't want to stop. Like I love that stuff. I want to be in it. I don't want to miss a moment ever since I was a little kid, right? Like I don't want to miss anything. I wouldn't sleep. I don't sleep at slumber parties still. Like when I have a girls' weekend, one of my girlfriends actually drugs me. She like brings sleep medications. So I'll go to sleep. I know it's bad. So anyhow, so I am seeing all these obstacles. So what obstacles do you have at your event? Like what might come up for you? It's different for each of us. So you want to see yourself really walking through that situation. Listen, we're all mostly 50, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. Listen to this, right? Like wherever you're at on the spectrum, you have probably had enough events in your life. You know how your ass is going to show up. Don't lie to yourself. Let that be part of it. Sit and if you do this ahead of time, you know what this did for me was I was like, I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking this weekend. I'm not going to drink that weekend, you know? And I've drank very, very little, like, and I won't drink wine again. I think that's just like a big ass trigger for me. It like just kind of brings back connections to habits that the brain has about comfort and releasing and letting go. And let me be clear that I know when I'm having a drink, I'm buffering some type of emotion in my body. It just is. And it's doing it with that awareness that I'm like totally conscious of it. So that's out. It's just not on my agenda. And I'm going to show up in it and just enjoy being present with these women I just so enjoy being with and being around. And I'm going to enjoy it even more that way. And, you know, the eating out, having Mexican food, which of course we're going to do. We're in Arizona, you know, we got to do some of that. I'm not going to touch the chips. Like that is going to be something that could come up that could derail me from that staying on path. They're a trigger for me. You know, my monkey brain is going to come up with all the reasons I should do all these things I'm telling you about anyway. And that's the next part of what you're going to do. So you guys, you come up with all your challenges that might come up for you, you know, and what might happen to get in your way of showing up how you want to. And so I know I want to be up early. I want to be able to get my habit stack in. I want to enjoy my time with these people I love so much. I want to also get a good night's sleep and make sure I get those things that really serve me being my highest self in each day. And, you know, again, this is only 3 days, but it's a great example. You can do this for one event like I did for the award ceremony. You can do this for so many situations and it will never not serve you, right? So here's what my monkey mind I came up with for this event. Oh, just have a couple, unwind, enjoy, cut loose, let her rip. You know, that's like, oh, party addy, because your monkey brain wants all the dope hits. That's all that's going on there. Because believe me, I'm fun anyway. And so are you. So are you. All of you out there listening that think you need a little drink to be a little fun, that is a lie you're telling yourself, because you are perfect just the way you are in your normal state of being, right? So we do that with awareness. And so I know monkey brain's going to tell me all these great things to get me to like have a drink or two, eat all the chocolate, eat all the chips. And so my thing though is I want to get a good night's sleep. I want to be kicking some ass tomorrow. I want to be like, have my habit stack in. I want to like be ready. I want to like enjoy every second of this. And, you know, then my monkey brain's going to say, you can eat the chips. They're probably gluten-free anyway. My brain loves that with chips. And I don't want the chips, right? Because they trigger all the things. And I'm just going to be, I can sit and be present. I love showing myself that I can sit and enjoy the people more than the food. That is something I've done on this journey that continues to blow my mind. Because I set out and I said, hey, ask yourself, who do you want to be in the end game? When you are at your goal weight, when you are at your goal, do you want to be the person that eats the chips and then fasts all the next day? Like you're eating all the things and then you're fasting, you're adjusting here, or you're only allowing yourself a little bit of it, but yet you have all these cravings. You got to work through all this mind work all the time. I was like, you know what? I want to be the person, if I have a choice and I can create who my future self is going to be, she doesn't worry about the shit because she doesn't care about it. She doesn't even want it. I'm like, that's who I want to be. I want to be the girl that doesn't even want the chips. And when I have the flour and sugar out of my body, I don't want the stuff. And I know there's freedom in that. And so as I sit there, because of course I let some flour and sugar in last week and I'm detoxing it right now. So as I sit there and I'm enjoying my friends, I'm going to be like, look at how friggin' cool this is that I can sit here and not eat these chips. That's my thought going in. Had I not done this work, you guys, I probably would have grabbed some chips. I'm telling you right now, get your pens out, download the sheet, just do it on a notebook paper. Wherever you're going to do, anticipate your mind ahead of time. You can close your eyes, walk yourself through this event, even if it's to a place you haven't been, you have an idea. And if you're going to a resort that's got 5 restaurants, pull up their restaurant's menus online. If they don't post them till you get there that day, plan your meals. Know what you're going to eat. Don't tell yourself that you don't know. Don't tell yourself that you don't have time to figure it out. We all do. I was starting to tell myself I didn't. And then I got so inspired by my client down there. I'm like, Addie, why aren't you friggin' doing this yourself? Like, I'm going to do it and share it with my heart singers because I want you guys to see. I mean, this is the stuff. You know, it's not just that I go and sit and meditate because that is a big part of it. And I know that's going to happen with my afternoon meditation. it's been happening that my mind is like, you're good. You can do it. You're in vibration. Look at you. You have all this energy. And every time I have the self-discipline, the love for myself to go and sit and meet myself in the stillness, I am so much more powerful on the other side. Powerful in giving love, more powerful in receiving love, more powerful in not eating all the food, not drinking all the things, but just being. And that is priceless, you guys. That is priceless. But there's also all these other beliefs, these underlying mind work things that are still in there. I'm still digging them up. And like bringing them into awareness and rewiring them is also a continued part of my path. So my monkey mind is going to say, there's just not many options here. You can just have a little bit more of that. You can make it up Monday. You can just fast on Monday. It'll be okay. And I'm like, no, I decided my tactic when I see that moving in, because usually that'll happen when I'm tired or if I'm getting a little bored with something and I'm sitting at a table with a lot of food, that I will just pick eat at the food out of like the need for something to do. So I can anticipate that happening. And so my plan is to get up, go to the bathroom. If I do a pattern interrupt with it and just remove myself from the situation, I know I'll be fine. So I add that in. Maybe I'll go Facebook a little bit. I don't know. Just remove myself from the situation is often a great game plan. Okay, so those are my things, how I'm showing up. And then this is really important to do. Don't miss this step. You're going to take this game plan and you are going to walk through your event in your mind. So if you are going to a Thanksgiving dinner, and you've decided I am going to eat the turkey and the salad, and I'm not going to eat the other stuff. I just decided it's not important because I want that big ass piece of pumpkin pie or whatever your thing is, right? Like, see yourself walking through the meal, see yourself passing the mashed potatoes and being like, I'm so proud of myself. I'm not eating that. Like, look at me. Who am I? This is great. All right. So see yourself each moment. I'm going to see myself waking up and doing my routine, meditating, taking a quick walk, doing a little stretch, getting ready, getting in the car, picking up my coffee on the way that I get to sip in as I get to go to this conference. That's going to be so much fun that I'm going to just get to, you know, hang out and experience this event. And, you know, so really close your eyes and see each moment. And this comes from the visualization part. Abraham Hicks talks about intention segmentation, right? Like intending your day ahead, knowing how you want to show up and what you want that outcome to be. We create the outcome. If you are not planning it ahead of time, you are planning by default to allow your monkey mind to run it, right? You are planning to just take whatever the universe, shows up at your door. And if you're not intentional with it, even the fact of Abraham will give the example of getting in your car and arriving safely at the grocery store, seeing yourself arrive there safely so that you are getting there. We just do things unconsciously. Doing them unconsciously might leave you up to the car wreck around the corner versus in your intention to get somewhere safely, and how much these things, down to phone conversations, events you're walking through. What do you want that outcome to be? What could be the best case scenario? How will you show up for your goal? And don't forget that why. Why do you want to show up for this goal? And what is it going to cost you if you don't show up for this goal? What would it cost me if I don't show up for this plan I have? Well, it's going to cost me possibly a good night's sleep, possibly me showing up how I want to all of these days as my future self. It's going to cost me a battle on the scale and perhaps being able to have a little more freedom in Hawaii with, some food and drink that I want to do while I'm there. Because I mean, hello, like, what do we got? Spam musubi, manapua. I mean, I'm probably going to engage in some of my island favorites. I haven't been back in a couple years, so Listen, I hope this was helpful, you guys. I know I've put a lot of information into here, a lot of different examples for you. But just to recap for you, and I want you guys to go get the sitch, go grab the worksheet. If you're having trouble clicking the link below, just go to addiebeal.com and I'll put it on there for you guys to be able to click to get. And think of what your situation is, what your commitment to that situation is. Like, what do you want the desired outcome to be? How do you want to show up for it? And what challenges might come up for you? What could get in the way of you achieving that outcome? And be honest with yourself. Don't say you don't know, you do. Give yourself 5 minutes, set the timer, maybe 10. Sit and think and do this. And then what are your tactics to overcome those challenges? What can you do to help you come out the other side? And then what is your monkey brain gonna say? What is she gonna say? And then on the flip side of that, on the other side, you're gonna come up with what your smart brain's gonna have. So essentially, when you do this part, when you see the thoughts that are gonna come up, that's where the fear comes in, the fear of the unknown. But you do know, you can see it. You know how you're gonna respond to the situations that could come up, to a comment made by someone about something that upsets you, or you're uncomfortable being in a situation, or people are offering you food or drinks and they're pushing you, you're going to feel rude. What are all these things your monkey brain is going to tell you to get the rewards it wants? You've been feeding it. It wants these dopamine hits. Think of all those thoughts. And then sit there with your future self brain, the one that wants to show up in her bikini on the Bahamas. You sit there and say, what does she say instead in those situations? What would she say? How would she show up? And so essentially you're having the conversation with yourself ahead of time. And this is miraculous, you guys. You'll be sitting there and it'll be going on in your head, but the conversation will be done in like 0.05 seconds because you've already had the conversation and the monkey brain's like, damn, she's good. I just lost. And you're going to be sitting there all smug and proud of yourself. You're like, hell yeah, look how I showed up, man. Right? That's what I'm talking about, you guys. And then, so you do that, and then don't forget that visualization. Don't forget closing your eyes and seeing with intention, seeing your body walk through the event, seeing all these situations come up that you anticipate, and be so proud of yourself for showing up how you did. And this might, you might be thinking, oh, I don't need to do this for one day coming up. It's not that big of a deal. It doesn't really matter. You guys, you're telling yourself what's important in each moment. If you're telling yourself it's more important to catch that Netflix than to take 10 minutes and plan a situation for yourself or how you want to show up in a certain event, then we're really showing our brains what's important to us. And then the question comes back to, how badly do you want it? How much do you want that goal you are pursuing? And where are you on that path? So, okay, my friends, I hope it gave you a little bit to think about and some tools to come out the other side with it. All right, witches and bitches, get over there, get the worksheet, get your events planned, get your holidays planned, your weekends, whatever the situation is. And share this podcast with a friend that might need a little event planning, encouragement, mindset, and just to have a little fun with us, of course. Also, love, love, love your reviews, you guys. I got a few more over there. Really appreciate you taking the time. I wish I could respond on there, and it doesn't allow that. But just know I see them, I read them, I feel you guys. You keep me going, and it's so appreciated. You don't even know how that keeps the podcasters going. So please, please, please head out and give me a review today if you haven't done that already. I'd appreciate it, you taking the time. And until next week, my lovelies, I'm getting close to the big 5-0. The 50's coming. I'm super excited. So we'll have more on that coming up soon. I will talk to you all later. Have an amazing week. Slay her out.